can be considered in those who are frail, refuse, or prefer not to initially undergo surgery. And perhaps by using a more stringent selection criteria, for example, an H-score of above 250, and using an aromatase inhibitor, we could further improve the outcome for primary endocrine therapy. And this was recently discussed at the ASCO meeting with some comments on taking the treatment in terms of the whole patient journey, all the modalities used, and identified the need to define frailty and quality of life outcomes. Thank you very much.